Welcome to Troll Radio Review. We are here on a blustery Halloween, the week before Halloween, and we're going to have a great show today. We've got some great music today from Simon Levine. We've got King Nick here. We've got an amazing house band. Mr. Troll is stirring up something. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be good. We're going to have a good time, so glad you're all here with Troll Radio Review, which is a collaborative effort of Post Community Radio and the Blue Scorcher Brewery and Public Meeting House. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly, and thanks for being here. It's going to be a great show. Here we are at Fort George, having a great time, as always. Should be a really fun show. I'm going to give a big shout-out right now to Albert Smith, who's working on our transmitter as we speak. It's a crazy day here. Well, we're going to get started today with somebody new in our town. We've got Simon Levine, who's going to join us. We have a very full stage today. This is one of those days that make me the happiest because we have lots of great musicians filling up the stage and making it a lot of fun. Simon Levine is pretty new to our area. Maybe I'll let him tell you a little bit about himself. He was Trollwise discovered singing at an open mic at Hondo's little spot where they have open mics, and I'm seeing they have a lot of fun little things going on there now. They have a trivia night, they have some open mic nights, and people are saying they stop by there and have a really good time. Well, welcome, Simon.
Thank you, Debbie.
Welcome to Troll Radio, and welcome to Astoria.
Thanks. As you said, I'm new in town. Just came from Denver. Originally from Manchester, though. Manchester, England.
I thought so, because that really wasn't a Denver accent, I heard.
No, and even Arkansas didn't knock the accent out of me.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to hearing some good tunes from you. I listened to a few of them from your Facebook page, and they are fantastic.
These are the raw versions without all the silly bits. Okay, so this first one's called Moon on the River. Moon on a river, sun on a rise, throwing stones into the ocean, baby, pulling chances from the sky. It's coming round again, it's in the air again, it's out of reach again, but never too far out of view. Headlights in a distance, never happy just to roam. I've been walking in the wrong direction, too far from home. It's coming round again, it's in the air again, it's out of reach again, but never too far out of view. Out of view. Out of you, yeah, 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 out of you. Get down off your pedestal, untied and running free. I'm tired of you preaching at me, and getting sick of what I see. Moon on a river, sun on the rise, throwing stars and to the ocean, baby. Pulling chances from the sky. It's coming round again. It's in the air again. It's out of reach again. But never too far out of you. Out of you. Out of you. Yeah. Out of you. Thank you. This next song is influenced by my early 80s music collection. It's called It's All He Hasn't Got. She turns off the CD player, hangs up the headphones. Walks to the kitchen for a drink. It's another Monday morning song that's bouncing round her head. She cannot shake the rhythm as she makes a weary way upstairs to bed. She's gonna sleep away her lonely life, she said. Wake me when her sin has changed. The world I know is rearranged. Always thought her life was strange. But this, tell me what I need to be so happy all the time. Say this fear and love and say these words and make them mine. He plays his favorite Delta blues, undoes his tie, undoes his shoes. The thought that no one else is quite the same. His hands in pockets, mouth is dry. He's running out of things to try. He cannot make his mind up, so he pours himself another shot. It's all he is, it's all he hasn't got. Wake me when a scene has changed. The world I know is rearranged. Always thought the life was strange. But this, tell me what I need to be so happy all the time. Take this fear and love and take these words and make them mine. Wake me when the scene has changed. The world I know is rearranged. Always thought the life was strange. But this takes some getting over this. Takes some getting over this. Takes some getting over this. Thank you. Do a song from a Manchester songwriter. This is called From Your Favourite Sky. Do you dare take a breath? Do you dream of a tragic death? I know you do, I know you do. Do you wail, do you weep? Do you sing yourself to sleep, you delicate flower? So what is love? And who am I? To dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky. So what is love? And who am I to dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky? You were born forth from joy. You're every girl and boy. You know you are. You know you are. And you dress like a dame. Burn on a Catholic flame. By the hours. By the hours. So what is love? And who am I to dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky? So what is love? And who am I to dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky? You possess self-warfare, put cheap bleach on your hair. You know you do, you know you do. Do you dare take a breath, dream of a tragic death, you delicate flower? So what is love? And who am I to dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky? So what is love? And who am I to dare to pull the stars from your favorite sky? From your favorite sky.
Thank you. I didn't have enough coffee, so I need to wake myself up. This should do it. This is called Hush.
Hush now, can you hear it? Deep inside the darkness of my soul. Wait there, I can feel it. Hidden in a corner of my mind. One by one I peel up my excuses. While I mask for other people's eyes. Weep like someone knows me, whisper my goodbyes. All of this for other people's eyes. So full of wisdom, dribble down like kisses from your lips. Take me on a journey, hold me closely, never let me slip. One by one I peel up my excuses, one I mask for other people's eyes. Wait like someone knows me, whisper my goodbyes. All of this for other people's eyes.
That was super. Thanks, Simon Levine. So, Simon, can we catch you anywhere here in Astoria in the near future?
Nothing booked yet, but keep your eyes on Hondo's brewpub website. I'll be playing there again probably in another month.
All right. Well, that's a great little place. I hear some fun things have been happening there, so thanks a lot. Well, I'm catching a whiff of something in the air. I don't know what it could be, but, oh, of course, this is Troll Radio Review. It's the Troll and Stinky Toad Ward is approaching. Oh, he's got somebody with him, and look at that. Hey, Mr. Troll. And I see you brought Arlene Lemire with you.
Well, yeah, well, you know, let me explain.
I'll let you explain. Explain.
Well, we have a very important election coming up on November 3rd, and people need to get their mail-in ballots filled out before that. And on the on the election, for those of you who live inside the city, is an election for a new mayor.
That's
how
right.
About that? Yeah. That's that. So, and this morning, we have Arlene Lemire is here. And she is one of the candidates who is running for mayor. And she's been nice enough to show up to help us get to know her a little bit.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Arlene. It was nice of Mr. Stinky came and got you to be on our radio show. He's been really thoughtful lately about things like that. It's interesting to see him being so civic-minded.
Well, you know, we trolls, we try to, well, the station, you know, we like to do community service.
And here it is.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, did you have anything that you wanted to ask? Well, Arlene, you're being very quiet there.
Well, Arlene,
I haven't had a chance to get a word in edgewise so far.
That happens with Mr. Troll. Arlene has been has a history of a librarian, and I'm very interested in books. So, Arlene, I'm thinking if you become mayor, you're going to be really doing great things with our library system.
I sure hope so.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you know, be that as it may, Arlene. The political department of KMUN and their chief pundit, which happens to be me, we have come up with a series of questions for Arlene to respond to this morning, and they are very important ones. And I think that they will reveal whether or not you will be qualified.
I can only imagine.
Okay, and here is the first question. Do you tend to dress in blue or red clothing, and why?
Could be some underlying information there.
I had no idea that this question was going to be asked, but I have a red sweater on, and I love red in the wintertime because it takes away the grayness of the sky, and it makes me feel very happy.
Well, let's hear a little applause. That's a pretty good answer, don't you think? Okay, and here is the next one. What is your favorite made near Astoria movie and why?
Oh, I guess I'd have to say The Goonies. I love to walk by the Goonies house and walk around and see all the places that different Goonie characters visited and lived in. So, The Goonies.
And see all the people visiting the Goonie house.
Absolutely.
Okay, now as you know, this is a children's show, and I wanted to remind all the kids that we do have cookies provided by the Blue Scorcher there for you. So make sure that you get those, and we have coffee for all the tall peoples. Okay, now, how do you feel about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy? Or pick out your favorite one and whatever you want to hear.
Oh, gosh, who can be against Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny? I love them all, and I look forward to their visits every year. And I used to look for the Tooth Fairy, not anymore, thank goodness.
Okay, now we have one final. Oh, no, two questions. I'm sorry, the troll gets confused sometimes. Recite your favorite nursery rhyme and talk about the background.
I like the nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I'll tell you why after I finish. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb.
And if you were listening to us streaming online here with Troll Radio Review, just to update you, we have lost transmitter power here at the station, and we have been informed also that some of the other stations in the listening areas are out as well. So if you are driving around, I'm sorry I can't help you, but if you are streaming us on coastradio.org, communityradio.org right now, we have been informed that there is a power outage between Chinook and the tunnel. And that's kind of what has knocked our power, broadcast power, out, as our tower is up on Megler Mountain, and some of the other stations in the area, as I just reported, are out as well. So again, if you are streaming us online right now, the rest of the listening area on the radio are not able to hear us because we have no ability to get our signal on the air right now. So if you were listening to the radio stations and you hear the static and you've decided to tune into your computer and streaming us, that is the reason why you are not able to hear us, unfortunately, right now. And we're hoping in the next couple minutes to, who knows, maybe all day, hopefully not very long, that we can get our signals back on the air and broadcasting on the radio to you. And we are told that the power crews have trucks and crews on their way, so hopefully we can get our signal back on the air and continue broadcasting on KMUN and KTCB. So just hang in there, and we will try to get back on the air in the regular way as soon as we can.
You can see her and her husband there helping out in the lobby, and we always appreciated that. But we have our friends King Nick coming up next, and while they're getting set up here on the stage, I want to tell you about something really cool. Would you like me to go to that microphone? I'm going to walk over to the other microphone really quick while they move this one. We have to operate things here. I'm leaning over Nikki of King Nick right now. Now I will step up so people can step behind me. It's always fun doing what the stage people tell me to do here. I'm very compliant that way. I'm hoping you all, if you're in the Astoria area tonight, get down to the Astor Street Opry Company. They have got, this is their final weekend of The Foreigner, and it is a fantastic a production. They're doing a really good job with it. It's unique, it's funny, it's touching, it's got some good messages in it, and you'll love it, so be sure to get out there. It's also the closing weekend for the 12th Night, which is a Shakespeare production in Cannon Beach, so there are many things that are going on in town. Next Friday night, and this one is for 21 and above, here at the Fort George, is a great big Halloween costume party with Ma Barley. And if you've been to a Ma Barley Halloween party before, you won't want to miss this one. It's going to be fantastic. Many good things going on. And now I would like to welcome Curtis and Nikki and Clark and Christopher, King Nick.
Thank you.
It's always pleasant to have them. Nikki and Curtis have been coming down and doing Troll Radio since we were over at the river. They play around at different farmers markets, and you'll catch them at the Halen Bay Winery once in a while. They're a true Northwest treasure. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have some kazoos in this bucket over here for all you in the audience.
And
maybe Debbie can pass them out there. And we want Arlene to come up and get a special lesson on how to play the kazoo.
Like to come up right now.
It's a great prop for running for office, I think.
Can everybody hear me? Maybe I should stand up. So I'm going to teach Arlene how to play the kazoo. And you all should listen too. To play the kazoo, unlike you would think, you do not blow into it. The Do you know what goes? That doesn't work at all. What you have to do is hum into it. If you have a problem humming, you might want to say the word do. Can everybody say do?
Do.
Okay, now you put this big end of the kazoo. Yeah, the big end plays louder. You can play it either way, but the big end plays louder. And then you say do, or you hum into it.
Two, three.
Want to do a quick happy birthday?
One, two.
To say Arlene learned how to play it the first try. She's going to be the great mayor when she gets elected.
Used to be a road that ran from Portland to Beaverton. It was a plank road. This song's about that. They used to drive the vegetables all the way from Beaverton in the Tualatin Valley into Portland so everybody could eat. And play your kazoos along, if you please.
Everybody play.
Beautiful. beautiful kazoo ending. We're going to play a little number that Nikki wrote a whilst back.
Yeah, this is about my family. I know it was a really sad time, but we decided to make it a happy song because I had three members of my family die in a few years, and so it's a great kids song because it's a fun song. Ready? How does it go? Mom didn't like green yellow, she didn't really know why. That's what they fed her in the hospital, then she up and died. Dad was in the hospital, he watched a secondhand stopped, and so did he, and now he's in the promised land. We're all gonna die, don't know how or when. Will it be today, or when will it end?
Clark!
Brian didn't have health insurance and his health had failed. He checked into the hospital and now he's in the mail. We're all gonna die, don't know how or when. Will it be today, or when will it end? Oh, when will it end? Oh, when will I end? I'm sure they're smiling because I wrote such a happy song for them. My tenor's right over there. Would you like it? Yeah. Curtis is going to play my tenor ukulele. What are you going to play? He's going to play a song that he wrote. This is a fun song. It's about the fishies that swim in the sea, or in the river, up the river. I have a drum here. I know you guys on the radio can't see my drum, but it's made out of a 5-gallon water bottle. A water jug. I guess you don't call it a bottle.
This is a song about the fishes that swim up and down the river. They start their journey here and go that away. I grew up in St. Helens, which is that away, so I used to wave at them when they passed my house. I caught the last salmon, I brought him on to shore. I thought they'd last forever, I thought that was for sure. I pulled him in late last night, he put up quite a fight. I caught the last salmon, now there ain't any more. You used to see them in the river, thicker than mud. You could walk across their backs all the way to Washington. They said they'd last forever, and they said that was for sure. They built dams and aluminum plants, now there ain't any more. You could bake them or steak them, there'll always be more. You could even smoke them, made them easy to store. They should have lasted forever, and they could have for sure. It's hard to believe and hard to conceive there. I caught the last salmon, I brought him on the shore. I thought they'd last forever, I thought that was for sure. I pulled him in late last night, he put it up quite a fight. I caught the last salmon, now there ain't any more.
Reel one in, Clark. Almost lost the eagle, and there's no more dodo. We said there's just too many, they're really such a pain. We'll slaughter for trophy, bounty, and personal gain. And I caught the last salmon, I brought him on the shore. I thought they'd last forever, I thought that I'm gonna take my salmon to a native chief. I'll beg for forgiveness, I'll pray for release. I thought they'd last forever, and I thought that was for sure. I caught the last salmon, now there ain't any more. I caught the last salmon, I brought him on to shore. I thought they'd last forever, I thought that was for sure. I pulled him in late last night, he put it up quite a fight. I caught the last salmon, now there ain't any more. I caught the last salmon, now there ain't.
Fish on! And thank you.
Boy, am I glad that song didn't come true. There were a few more salmon left, and I even have part of one in my freezer. So I know that wasn't the last one. What's next? We'll do another kazoo one, so everybody can play along.
Brush off the dust on that old kazoo and join in.
Yeah, if you're at home, you know, you can just make this noise, you know. Or you can pull out your old kazoo.
Or an old comb and a piece of wax paper, that'd work.
Or whatever else you can make noise with.
Just to wipe out the Brill Cream first.
Ew.
You don't see me hanging round your door. You don't see me crying out for more. If you see me, you know what I'm looking for. You don't want me, you want me round your house. I'm gonna be there, baby, you better watch out.
Look out.
When I get there, you're gonna jump and shout.
Oh boy!
It's all right, it's all right.
Arrow on the tub. Look at them kazoos. Look at Christopher.
Oh, me?
them kazoos.
Kazoos, everybody. That was fun.
You didn't get your kazoo. There's more in the bucket up there.
That was fantastic. Thank you, King Nick. Looking forward to next time you're down. I think last time you were here, we were outside.
I think so.
That was a lot of fun. You know, I'm kind of wondering, we've been outside for the last, what, three shows, I guess, and gosh, we've had some really nice weather. I think people got scared away today by this rain and the gray sky, but it's so pretty here at the Fort George. Such an amazing spot. Well, while we're setting up here for the Troll Radio House Band, let you know about a couple of cool things happening. One of them right here tomorrow night, Sunday night. On Sunday nights, they have music here at the Fort George, and it is really fantastic music always. And this Sunday night, it looks really fantastic. Our very own Luke and Katie are going to be performing here, and they're going to be joined this time by Portland-based songwriter Anna Teevil. So you want to join them. The music starts here at 8 o'clock. It's a family-friendly event, even though it's kind of late on a school night, but still really lots of fun. And at our library, at the Asbury Public Library, we mentioned that a little bit earlier, the library will be hosting a haunted library on Saturday night. That's tonight, actually. It takes place from 6 to 9, and the admission for that is one can of food or a dollar. And they do say that this event is intended for ages 10 and older and maybe too frightening for younger kids. You can contact the library there at 503-325-7323, which translates, I believe, into READ, R-E-A-D. It's a great event. We have a super library, and from what I hear, it's getting better. Well, we have a great house band today, and after the house band plays, they're going to be joined by all of our other musicians, and we've got a great surprise for you, a really cool song to go out with. Of course, we always have a really cool song going out of Troll Radio Review. Today's is particularly fantastic. I might have said that a timer. 500. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Looks
howdy
like on the
there.
Troll Band today we have Larry Moore on mando, John Fenton on guitar, J.D. Wells on bass, and Brad Griswold on his banjo.
Yeah, we lucked out today. We got Brad with us today.
Yay. What do you have for us, Mr.
Banjo.
Larry? A few tunes? Lively? Let's go.
Thank you. Okay, we're so lucky to have Brad up here to play the banjo, and he plays all kinds of variety of tunes on that banjo, so we're going to have him do some country rock here. Yes, it's country rock. Bob Dylan wrote this one, nonsense tune. And sing along on the chorus.
Please.
Please. All who know the chorus, like everybody knows it. So, out so swift, the rain won't lift, the railing's froze and the gate won't close. Take your mind off of winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. So I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came and the morning went. Pick up your money, pack up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his men alive and steep. Climb that mountain, no matter how steep. When we get up to it, we ride. Here's one of them that I do with another band I play in, Bim Creek String Band. It's East Tennessee Blues. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Great. Well, this is a time of the show that is really, really fun because all the musicians are going to come up and sing you off out of here. And I want to tell you something special. Well, first I want to say some big thank yous. I want to say thank you to Fort George and all the staff here for putting up with us. The last Saturday of every month we're over here, and they do a great job taking care of us and afterwards taking care of the blitz of customers, which might not be here today, but most of the time we're pretty loaded here. So, anyway, thanks to Fort George. Thanks to the board of directors of Tillicum Foundation. And a big thank you to our fantastic and loyal engineering crew. We have Yosef and Ray and Brian and Jack who really make this all happen, get things set up, and they work really hard on that. Thanks to all the musicians who journeyed today. King Nick from Portland and St. Helens and all those areas. And to Simon Levine and our great house band, who's so loyal. And I want to tell you something about our the song we're going out with. We're going to go out with a song. You guys all know Puff the Dragon, the Magic Dragon, not just any dragon, but Puff the Magic Dragon is going to be our ending song. And we're going to be featuring Christopher from King Nick, and this is Christopher Yarrow. And his dad is Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary. That is so cool. And so I told him to invite his dad down anytime, but Christopher, just come on your own too. It's lovely to have you here. Thanks so much for all you guys for coming down. I was talking to Christopher beforehand. I know he's been living in Portland for a while, and he mentioned the V word, volunteer, and I'm always impressed with all the people who volunteer. And he's a volunteer for the Mount Hood Ski Patrol. That must be pretty interesting.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me on the radio here and being a part of this community and this musical community. And this song, Puff, we're going to sing here, was written by my dad and his college roommate. And a lot of people know it as a sad song, as a children's song. And it's my dad says it's never really just a children's song. It's, which one, the blue one or the yellow one? Whichever one I like. Okay, good. And so we're going to sing this song together. And at the end, if you want to sing the last verse in the present tense, as opposed to Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea, he lives by the sea, it'll all start to make sense because Puff never really goes away. All right. We're getting set up here. Are we ready, band? Yeah. We're pretty ready? That's a, can I hear a G there from somebody? According to G? All right. One, two, three, four. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. And little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sails, and Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came, and pirate ships they'd lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea.